Hello, hello, and hi. It's time for a ramble. Sorry about that. I had like a whole introduction and just totally like blanked out on it. But what I wanted to actually say was, man, have I had a day. It's Saturday when I'm recording this, so it's my weekend, and also the weekend for many people. But my work week ended, and it was a stressful work week, as it is most of the time, very busy, and I wanted to just mostly chill and do a whole lot of nothing once I got out of work. Unfortunately, a lot of things have kind of built up over time, a lot of errands and things that have to get done, appointments and all that sort of thing, and so I had to get up early this morning, which is the absolute worst. Nobody wants to wake up early on a Saturday. Now, I'm not somebody who sleeps in generally, but not having to wake up at 6 a.m. the way I usually do during the week, that's something what I look forward to, right? On a Saturday, instead of waking up at 6, maybe waking up at 8, maybe waking up at 9 at the latest, because I'm an early riser still. But unfortunately, had some things to do. But all those things are done with, thank God. And I also had a little bit of time to just kind of like decompress, just kind of lay down and relax a little. And I figured, what better way to enjoy some now free time, because I'm kind of finished with everything that needs to get done, than to have a little bit of fun. And at the same time, have you guys, you know, kind of listen along while I have that fun. Now, when it comes to the majority of my audios, or the rambles rather, I usually have a little something here with me, right? Helping me along. That's obviously not to say that I can't just have fun with my hand, but I do feel it pretty interesting, or I think more fun on your end, to hear me experience something a little bit different, a little bit new, something that I just don't, you know, obviously am well accustomed to, like my hand, right? So, I have here with me in my possession, in my hand actually, a toy that was gifted to me. I think this was gifted, I want to say it might have been while I was on vacation in November. I think it was around that time. Now, this is a smaller toy. The one from my last ramble was a hefty one. Pretty big, also noisy. It was the one that did like the suctioning for you, right? It almost feels like I was getting like deep throated on, you know, without a person present, this toy is literally doing that for you, right? Now, this is very different. It's kind of hard to explain, but imagine that it's almost like, it sounds weird to say this, but it looks almost like a little octopus or squid, where it has like this head base thing at the top. Now that is actually like the little vibration area, or I guess that's where the battery is and all the electronics are. And then underneath, it kind of widens out, and then it has these individual like looking tentacles. I'm assuming that is what they were going for. And then on the inside of those tentacles, it has like these little ridges that are spaced out almost exactly the way you would think of like the little suction cups on said tentacles of an octopus or a squid. I might link to an image of this in the Patreon post. I am always trying my best to follow the rules on Patreon. So I don't want to link to, you know, sites that they're not particularly fond of or something like that. Or I don't want to post any like, you know, images that they might be cool with. That's one of the reasons why I stopped posting the pictures of adult toys or the ones that I was using in previous ones. But with this one, I think it still is okay to link to, let's say, a product page. So I might see if I can do that, if it makes it a little bit easier. Now, the way in which you're supposed to use this is you just attach it or just place it on the head of your cock. And then it kind of like grips around it with all of those little ridges. And there's an on switch at the top that vibrates. So, why don't we go ahead and do that, right? Let's just get into the fun. So, I'm going to go ahead and sit today on my office chair instead of on my bed. I do also apologize if I'm a little bit stuffy. That just happens on occasion, as you guys might know. The allergies hit me. The sinuses just kill me. And let me go ahead and slide my undies down. There we go. That's much better. Toss those over a bit. Oh, there we go. Just sitting here. Oh, with my legs spread a bit. Sitting on my chair. And cock out. Doesn't that sound lovely? It feels lovely, I can tell you that. No, I actually haven't had the chance to have a little playtime the last few days, so this is a nice opportunity where I can kind of slap my balls a little bit, grope them, and just massage my ball sack, because that is always something that I enjoy. I feel like it's something I can never pass up. Give me those ball slaps. I mean, they're just hanging right there, right? So, makes sense. My cock is nice and hard. I have a little bit of pre-cum on the tip already that's kind of leaked on over. So it's making the cock head a bit shimmery, a little bit of gloss to it. And when I get pretty hard, like the tip of my foreskin just naturally folds back. So how about I just grip my shaft, pull up a bit, and then pull it down. Just work my foreskin a little bit for you. Nice and slow. Slow, intentional strokes. Oh, and my cockhead literally is so fucking fat and big. I've said it so many times, but my cock is thick from base to tip at the exact same thickness all the way around, so my cockhead is pretty beefy. Let's go ahead with some real good strokes, yeah? Just had to stop at the right time just to edge myself, because I feel like you go a little too hard, a little bit too fast, then it's kind of like you can already hit the point of no return if you're having too much fun. Ooh, another little drop of pre-cum has escaped the tip of my cock, so I'm going to use my fingertip and just work it along my cock head. Just move around the edges, around the cock head, kind of like the mushroom tip shape. Pull my foreskin all the way back. There it is. Ooh. Another bit of pre-cum just came out. Now, I'm going to go ahead and use a little bit of natural lube, all right? I'm going to use a little bit of spit, so I hope that's okay. I'm just going to position myself over my cock so I can just put it right on my cock head.
There it is. I haven't used my spit as lube for in a long time. Oh God. but it does feel good. Let me get a little bit more. There we go. It's right on the cock head. Okay. Ooh, and I mainly just want to do that because I want to put this toy on the tip and not have it just be straight up dry. So I'm going to go ahead and position this. I'm going to pull back my foreskin so that way it's right on this toy. Now, those tentacle things, they barely reach over my cock head. Like, barely. Also, I'm going to have to hold it in place because it doesn't really, like, grip. It doesn't have articulated arms with a lot of, like, support. So, yeah, I do have to hold it in place. But I'm going to go ahead and turn it on. Okay. That's a strong vibration. Okay, there we go. Ooh, I wanted a little bit of a different pattern. And what I think I'm going to do here for fun, because I think I had enough fun as it was already, as it were already when it came to me jerking off. I'm not going to stroke from now until I come. I'm just going to let the vibrations do all the work, yeah? Would that be okay? I'm just going to get comfy. And I'm going to change, or I'm going to go through these patterns and see what works. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, okay. This one's good. It's like intermittent. I wasn't expecting this one. This one is good. I'm curious what the other one is. Let's see. It's a bit more steady. And it breaks up a little bit. Let's see the others. Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh gosh, I feel like oof. I feel like during the parts where it breaks up, I'm able to relax, but when it just full on goes for it, it's tough to relax. All right, let's see what the other ones are. Okay. That one's good. Oh, just gonna sit back a little bit and just enjoy this. Fuck. Oh, this is nice. I'm literally just sitting back in my office chair, and I have both my legs just propped up on my desk, my desk, yeah. My cock just straight up with this toy. Fuck. Slap these balls while I'm at it, yeah. Oh my God, this is good. Oh, I can feel myself just inching my way closer. Oh, I'm gonna switch it up. Oh, God. I'm trying my best just to not come just yet. Because I feel if I wanted to, I could just let go and just let it happen. Just enjoying this. Looks like we've made our way all the way around the patterns. I think I like the ones with the intermittent like patterns and breaks. I like these ones the best. This one's a bit too infrequent though. It really does help that I'm super hard right now. Oh, I do feel myself getting closer, though. I do feel myself getting closer. Oh my god, fuck. I think I could just explode. I could just fucking explode. Let me go a little bit faster with this. With these patterns. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, my God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, fuck. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, that just made a big mess. It just literally just like, oh, let me take this off. Let me turn this off first. Yeah, with this toy, there is like literally nowhere for that cum to go. It just makes a mess everywhere. Oh, wow. That was like super concentrated. I really, really had a good time with that one. In a way, it was such a simple toy, but it just did its job so well. Would that be considered hands-free? I'm not sure. I mean, I didn't stroke. Did warm myself up a little bit, but you can let me know. You can be the judge. Oh, okay. Now that was fun. I did say I needed a little me time, yeah? Well, this definitely hit the spot. And I also want to thank the anonymous gifter who gave me this toy, because it may have come in a small package, but oh my gosh, did it really deliver. So, thank you. I appreciate it, and I'm sure all those who listened also appreciated it.